Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My head popped off of the pillow that fateful day, and I realized that I had not quite put the cable into my phone correctly, and my phone was dead. This was the early days of smartphones, and it had died pretty quickly, I think. It was dead, which meant my alarm clock was dead, which meant when my head popped off the pillow that fateful morning, I was already late. Late for an appointment that I had set up, telling the couple that I was an early bird, and it wouldn't be a problem. And then I go out to my garage to get in my car. Of course, I had left my garage door open. Now, this is Wisconsin in the middle of winter, and whenever you leave your garage door open, sometimes your car just doesn't start anymore. The battery dies. Now, I was lucky. I had another vehicle I could jump into quickly and run down the way to get to church. That's right, I didn't live 20 foot away back then. I had to actually drive. 12 minutes it took me to get to church. 12 minutes. And I get there, and they're not there. I was told that they had just left. Pretty upset, too. Didn't feel good about that. But then I thought to myself, you know what? This is okay. At least I have coffee. And so I go back around the corner. Now, we had our coffee pot was actually in the youth room. Didn't make sense to me either. But that's where our coffee pot was. And so I go around the corner to get my coffee pot. And there it is. Oh, it's not made. I mean, the coffee grounds are there. And the water basin is there. And the coffee pot is on. But there is nothing. Absolutely nothing. Even my coffee pot hated me that morning. I couldn't even get coffee. Coffee pot was broken. I did not have an extra. That was a bad morning. It was a bad morning that was a start to a very bad day. I won't even tell you about the rest of the day. All you need to know of is the morning. This was how it all started. How could it get any worse? At least that's what I felt like as I was going through that day. You ever have a bad day? You ever have one of those days where your head pops off the pillow and all of the things? And it seems like no matter what you do, no matter what you touch, it all goes awry. It's all wrong. No matter what happens, it all seems to be just, well, off. My guess is you've had a day like that. Maybe it wasn't exactly like mine. But my guess is there's been a time where your head popped off the pillow and all of a sudden you realize that there wasn't a good thing about that day. When you drug yourself back to your bed to go back to sleep, you began to realize like there was no good thing. The whole day just seemed, well, it just seemed awful. Have you ever thought that maybe you were having a bad day for the glory of God? My guess is no. My guess is when you were in the midst of that bad day, you didn't think, oh, this is for the glory of the Almighty God. No. Our gospel reading today is an interesting one. It's one that we get, we know, we understand. Jesus walks on water. It's about the sovereignty of God, that God is almighty. Elijah made the axe head float, but he certainly didn't walk on the water. No. Jesus is God, control over all of nature. But tucked right in the middle of those passages, tucked right in the middle of all of those things going on, you have kind of this side story almost. Oh, it's not the main point. It's not the main point of the gospel lesson for today. It's not the main point of the text or the story. But there it is, tucked. Right into the middle for us to look at. Jesus sent the disciples away, and the disciples, that was the beginning of them having a very, very bad day. We don't really think about it. Jesus sent the disciples away. Get into a boat. Go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Now, the Sea of Galilee is approximately 8 miles across at its longest point. That's a big size lake. That's a big size, dare I say, sea. But it's not the biggest sea. It shouldn't be taking them hours upon hours upon hours upon hours to get across. And yet Jesus dismisses the people, goes up onto a mountain and prays, and waits until a watch of the night. These disciples, those that are, many of them are professional fishermen. They know how to run a boat. They know how to get it across the sea. Oh, sure, it takes a couple hours maybe, but it certainly doesn't take that long. And yet they don't make it across. They're stuck. They're stuck in the middle. You might say they're having a really bad night. They're having a really bad night. They're fighting against the wind. They're fighting against some of the waves. They're fighting against all of these things, just trying to get across to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And then here comes Jesus, walking on water. They're exhausted. They're absolutely exhausted. They think that this is an apparition, a ghost. They don't know who it is. But did you notice the second Jesus steps into the boat, the wind ceases? They were in the midst of all of that so that Jesus could walk on water, so that Jesus could reveal again to them just a little bit of who he really is. Oh, they still didn't quite get it. It took them forever. And quite frankly, we're going to read on and we talk about the death and resurrection of Jesus. They're not really going to get it until after that. But even here, it's just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Their struggle, their strife, their pain and agony as they were trying to get across that sea was for the glory of God, so that God's glory could be revealed just a little bit more. How often have we had a bad day and thought that it was for the glory of God? My guess is we don't. We don't think like that. We don't think about that. Maybe we think that in order to give glory to God, we have to venture out and proclaim His gospel. We have to preach on the streets. We have to do all of these things. And certainly those are good things. But imagine, just imagine, if all of us did that, the gospel would certainly be proclaimed. But what else would get done? What else would happen? When we stopped at a gas station, who would be there to help us in order to make sure that things went the way they were supposed to go if the person that normally is there was out proclaiming the gospel? Who would be the farmers that raise our food? Who would be the people that drive the trucks or the trains? Who would do all of these things if all of us went out and proclaimed the gospel? Oh, the gospel would be proclaimed. But then the entire supply chain of our entire nation, and maybe even the world, would come crashing down to a halt. And those of us that lived through the pandemic know a glimpse of what that looks like. All of us have been called by God for various tasks and various duties. Proclaiming the gospel is certainly one of those. Maybe not on the street, maybe it's to your family member, to your friends, to whoever it is that God puts in your path. But we have so many other tasks that we have to do, so many other tasks that we've been called to do, that we've been called to accomplish. And all of those things can be done to the glory of God, even when we're having a bad day. And when you think about that, sometimes it lacks perspective, right? Sometimes that's what we're missing. We're missing the right perspective in all of these things. Think back again to the disciples and how they must have felt when they saw Jesus on the cross. I doubt they thought, boy, this is a good day. I'm pretty sure they thought it was a terrible day. The worst day. The most awful, terrible day. And yet, as we venture and look back, we see the awesome power of God at work. That through Jesus' death and resurrection, that we have forgiveness of sins. That we have been cleansed by the very blood of the Lamb. The disciples couldn't see it right then and there. But we can see it as we look back. Was it still a terrible day? Yes. The Son of God was paying the price for our sin. But was it a good day? Yes. Jesus died and rose again. The glory of God was revealed. The glory of God was proclaimed. And as we venture out in our worlds, our lives, and all the various places, may we do the same. In that we must do what we've been called to do. Let us do it for the glory of God, but let us do it also in a way of proclaiming the gospel. Again, we might not all be street preachers, but maybe we all get a chance, an opportunity to tell just someone else, even if it's just one other person, about the loving grace of God through Jesus Christ. In His name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.